Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Conagra Foods is standing today by its forecast for 2009 earnings above analysts' expectations and says it plans to overhaul its frozen foods products as it tries to improve its consumer foods business. In a presentation to analysts and investors this morning, the company outlined steps it is taking, including transforming its frozen foods business, which faces tough competition from brands such as Nestle, Lean Cuisine, as well as store brands. The company says it still expects 2009 earnings slightly above $1.50 per share. Pekin, Illinois-based Aventon Renewable Energy Incorporated may be unable to make an interest payment due this spring, setting up a possible face-off with creditors. The company's chief financial officer declined to comment, saying the company is no longer speaking to the press. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now at 75.64. It's down 286 points. The NASDAQ at 1468, down 65 and three quarters, while the S&P 500 is at 790 and a half, and it's down almost 37 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Basedifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is our very own AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
And we start out talking about South America, and depending on how much trust you put in computer models and the mathematics that go into it, looks like the worst of South America's crop stress is done. It does look like models are suggesting that Argentina will be kept at least low levels of stress, considering the precipitation that is showing up on the maps would bring timely rain to most of the crop areas over the next week to 10 days, with another round of rain expected to arrive in early March. And most areas should pick up enough precipitation to keep stress at bay. Biggest dryness areas in the soybean country and south of Argentina would be in northwestern Santa Fe, south far southern Santiago del Estero, and extreme northern Cordoba, where there are some areas that are still quite dry and only restricted relief is expected soon. But again, that does look like there will be some more follow-up precipitation depending on the computer models, the faith you put in those. It does look like, again, most areas should be in adequate shape as far as soil moisture, and that's also the situation in Brazil. In fact, some areas in Brazil digging out or getting out from a little bit too much rain. Rain was reported across most of central and northern Brazil over the weekend, with up to as much as 4 inches from central Mato Grosso into western and southern Goiás to western and central Minas Gerais and a large part of São Paulo. Rainfall elsewhere was anywhere from just about a quarter inch up to 2 inches, and dry weather did occur from central Mato Grosso do Sul southward into Rio Grande do Sul, although São Luís Gonzaga reported nearly 2 inches of rain yesterday. The biggest change in the outlook for southern Brazil, most of the south is expecting frequent rain over the next two-week forecast period. Greatest rainfall will occur on the 21st through the 23rd. Another follow-up rainfall to close out the month, and some forecast models are a little too wet. And again, we do look for a decrease in the excessive rainfall suggested across that area as we close out the month of February. Across the U.S., Midwest, areas that are starting to think about preparation for the planting season, starting to get some pretty good moisture, and it does look like the storm track off the Pacific and through the middle portion of the country. Over the next 6 to 10 days, we'll keep the wettest areas from central and northern California through Oregon and across the northern portion of Nevada. And that also will start to push across the country, sort of drying out in the plains, but then picking up some Gulf moisture and bringing above-average precipitation to a large portion of the Corn Belt from eastern Iowa across most of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and on to the eastern states. And, in fact, over the next 2 weeks, that trend will not only continue, but also start to spread a little bit north and west into some of the northwestern Corn Belt. So it does look like precipitation. We'll be watching it closely. Some areas could see some flooding. It doesn't look like widespread or major flooding, but it does look like over the next two-week period, storm tracks will bring enough precipitation that normally high-water areas will start to see an increase in the amount of at least low-level flooding. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Be sure to join us this evening at the Holiday Inn in Terre Haute, Indiana, for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Holiday Inn at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. No advance registration for this meeting is required, and again, the meeting is free. Panelists include Sherman Newland of Risk Management Commodities, Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. That's tonight at the Holiday Inn in Terre Haute at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. We do indeed hope to see you there.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 572 and three quarters, down 1 3/4. Last trade down 6 1/4. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 536, up a half. Last trade down 6 1/2. July, 560, down 3/4. Last trade down 7 1/2. March corn opened at 362 3/4, down a half. Last trade down 3. July, 382 1/4, down 1. Last trade down 3 1/2. December, 405, down a half. Last trade down 2 3/4. March beans opened at 955, down a half. Last trade down 17. July, 961, down 1. Last trade down 17. November, 982, down a half. Last trade down 17 1/4. March soybean meal opened at 297.10, down 60. Last trade down 480. March soybean oil opened at 32.91, down 9. Last trade down 66. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Outside influences would seem to indicate a lower opening. The Dow is down heavy today, right now down 259 points, while the U.S. dollar's put in its highest point since last November.
Right. The dollar's at 87.92 in the March, up 96 cents. Been to 88.06. Crude oil is down to 34.88, down 2.63. It's been 15 lower. And those outside influences, the economics of the world, are continuing to push everything lower. They're talking beans 12 to 16 lower, which would be new lows again. And they're talking corn 2 to 4 lower, which would be new lows again there. It's like four straight days of lower. And it's just the economics pushing things lower.
So are we setting up for another leg down, and should we be looking at some technical points lower than this?
There are people looking at 345 in the front month corn to hold that are buying today down a ways and putting that in as a stop. On beans, I think you're still going down. The objective I see here on November beans, 806, which is down a long way. Objective on May beans, 895. So we still could be going another 50 to a dollar lower here real quickly.
Have we shoved into the background then all talk about Argentina weather?
Argentina weather is wetter, and that's part of what's pushing it also down. Wetter. They got good rains over the weekend at parts of Argentina and Brazil, and that's helping push it down.
What else are you looking at today?
Well, the dollar being on its highs, Asia, Japan gotten worse economically. Those things outside-wise have helped push things lower.
This was supposed to be a good day, wasn't it? The stimulation package is being signed today by the president.
Well, I think that everybody, industry in that part of the world doesn't think it's enough, think it needs to be three or four times bigger than that, and thinks it's not much in stimulus. It's like 12 cents in stimulus, 88 cents in covering holes and putting Band-Aids on.
Yeah. And world economics continues to look like it's getting worse.
Yeah, world economics continue to look worse, worse, worse.
Go ahead and give us your opening calls then for today,
opening
please.
Opening calls, soybeans 12 to 16 lower, corn 2 to 4 lower, wheat 5 to 7 lower.
And you see any reason why we wouldn't finish there?
Industry, a lot of industry thinks we're getting close to having things at value. If we would stop hearing all the bad news economic-wise, there'd probably be people buying, but they continue to hear all the bad news there and continue to shy away and say, wait, we'll buy it cheaper.
CME livestock today, please?
Livestock mixed to lower.
All right, Pete, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart, he is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. And we're on the web 24/7 at WILLAG.org.